So, Ella, what's the plan now? Her dad continues. Why don't you come up here and tell everybody about what is next for you? There it is. The death sentence. Ella looks at all the excited and curious faces looking her way, ready to hear about her life plan. The life plan that doesn't exist. How do you tell your parents, your extended family, and friends that you have finally graduated as a social worker, that you have studied to become one for over 3 years, and that you hate everything about it? That you will never actually want to work as a social worker? Thank you all for being here today. And thanks for all the amazing gifts, she says with a trembling voice. Her hands are shaking. I don't have a plan, she laughs nervously, and an awkward vibe spreads throughout the green garden. I am moving to Stockholm. This is something new. Stockholm. Her parents' jaw drop. They are in shock. I have heard from a friend that they will need a counselor at a facility for young adults. I have an interview next week. All of the guests, except for her parents, let out a sigh of relief. There is a plan. Everything is going to be okay. Ella almost manages to convince herself. Ella packs up the last of her belongings and takes a last look at her tiny studio flat, her home. When she panicked at her graduation party and blurted out that she was moving to Stockholm, she didn't realize what the lie would mean. She would have to leave her flat and move almost 500 kilometers away to a new and unfamiliar city. After taking some time to adjust to the idea that their daughter was moving to Stockholm, her parents are now incredibly proud of her. They are both convinced that Ella will go to Stockholm and be hugely successful. Ella, on the other hand, is not as convinced. She has no job and no place to stay. Stockholm is an expensive city to live in, utterly different from her hometown where you can get a falafel for a handful of change. Ella doesn't even want to think about what falafel costs in Stockholm, but she has a backup plan. If everything goes south, she can always camgirl. The thought of that makes everything feel a bit better. She sighs and lets her eyes wander over the flat one last time. She remembers the day when she moved in, how free she felt, how she got her first orgasm in this room, and how she spent a summer masturbating in front of an audience. She remembers how she felt when she arrived back home last summer, the haven that these walls provided, and suddenly, the flat feels smaller than ever. Ella has grown so much over the previous years inside the safety of her little home. She can't put a finger on it, but somewhere along the way, she has started to outgrow this flat. This studio flat is the only thing that is left of the old Ella. When she lets that thought sink in, she realizes that she is completely done with this part of her life. As she stands there with a one-way ticket to Stockholm in her hand, and when she says goodbye to the only thing that is holding her back, she feels ready for the first time, curious about what is going to happen next. She had given herself a week to go to as many interviews as possible, a week to find a more permanent living situation. Since she arrived in Stockholm, she had been sleeping on a sofa that belonged to an acquaintance that she didn't know all that well. Not more than a week, she had promised herself after the first night when she woke up with an aching back and after taking part in the most awkward breakfast of her life. It is 8 o'clock at night, and Ella walks alone along the streets of Stockholm. Everywhere she sees, cheerful groups of friends celebrating the weekend. It is still light and hot. The heat is intensified by the city. She feels so lonely, so small, as she walks here all alone on a Friday night. A moment ago, she was looking at a flat, and it seemed as she was about to get it. But when the landlord heard that she hadn't found a job yet, he didn't let her sign the contract. She had sworn to him that she would find the money, that she could afford the rent. He had looked at her with despise, and even if he didn't say anything, Ella could see precisely what he was thinking. She is a whore. No, don't think about that now, Ella shakes her head. It's Friday night, her first and last, a weekend in Stockholm. On Monday, she will give up and go back home. But now, tonight, she is still free. She finds the closest pub and sits down at the bar.